This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell live from our favorite spot, Hooters Mall of Georgia. It is the Taj Mahal Hooters, and we are going to be here over the next 3 days, guys, as we finish up our camp run. It has been our residency, Mike Bell. We've had a lot of fun, so if you don't have a chance to come today, you've got tomorrow and Wednesday to come hang out with us. We would love to get a chance to see you. We've got a lot to talk about, guys. What an incredible weekend it was. We saw our Falcons in their first preseason game. But we turned the page quickly this week because the Titans are in town and they're going to work out with the Falcons tomorrow and Wednesday, joint practices before our game Friday. Mike Bell, what did we learn about our team this weekend?
Did we say hey man yet?
No, we have not.
Man, we're rusty. It's been a long weekend.
No. I was just going to get into it and then get back to it. But we start off every day and every hour by saying hey man.
No, the guy was over. See the guy's eating the wings over there? He was confused.
Ow.
Al was like, what's going on? Where's the hey man? He was like, he was looking at it like, where's the payoff, Joe?
It's coming.
You be sitting there like, where is it at?
I'm just grabbing you. It's cool. We're right here. We got you.
Don't worry. In the moment, right here.
What did we learn about our team, man?
Well, our offensive line that is not starting is not real good. They had a hard time going forward. Center position was so bad they had to go get another center. We'll get into that in detail. I love what I saw from James Pierce Jr. Now, some are going to say, well, he didn't do anything on the stat sheet. Well, are you watching? Because he was double teaming. They had a tight end. They had a bunch of guys kind of chipping him. And I went back and looked it up and saw apparently one of the Lions websites say that they were interested in James Pierce Jr., Carl.
Really?
When we snuck back into the first round. And apparently Dan Campbell was very high on him. So his staff was acutely aware of James Pierce Jr. There you go. That's Dan Campbell's music. And that's
that sounded like some Dan Campbell music.
That's right. We're going to go bite some knees and we're going to hit you in the nuts. But yeah, it's just so he did, I think, show that he can be disruptive and then free up other people like Arnold Ebiketie. And I thought Arnold had probably a really good game. And I did think we've got, Carl, with Dorless, more depth now on the edge or the defensive line than we've had in years for this team. That's what I took from it.
Yeah, man, look, the unfortunate incident that obviously suspended this game is one thing. It's what we learned about the team before that happened. And there were enough plays and enough time to kind of figure some of the stuff out that Mike's talking about. Listen, James Pierce, if he's as good as we think he is, it's not always going to be about him getting sacks. To Mike's point, it's going to be about him creating opportunities for other guys. Now, do we have the other guys? You know, we've been saying this about Arnold Ebiketie. He needs help. He's a guy that can play. He's shown up. He gets sacks. But we need other guys. And so for James, that's going to be a part of this season, guys. It's not always going to be him dominating. But if he is attracting two players, Mike, to try to block him, then somebody else has got to go make a play. I agree the depth is there. I thought the quarterbacks, the backup guys, because we didn't see Penix and Cousins. We knew that going in. But I thought the backups did really well. And the thing about it is, defensively, did you feel good about what you saw? Because we saw different rotations. And you're going to hear Mike and I's conversation coming up with DeMarco Helms, who I thought kind of put a stamp on this game.
Man, he had a huge hit, and obviously, we're a little biased, but I thought it was a clean hit. To me, it was all shoulder pads. It looked perfect. I mean, it's everything you want to see in an NFL now. We talk about it with him. The strike zone, you got to be so wary of, obviously, head-to-head contact. We saw what happened with the Maurice Norris hit, and that was just kind of a freak, obviously, incident. But I love Helms. He was one of our favorite players 2 years ago. And, of course, he got hurt last year on IR, and now he's bouncing back. So he's coming in with some obviously, Carl, with bad intentions to get noticed by this coaching staff.
Yeah, and look, the competition is stiff for Helms to earn a job. And you'll hear him talk about the group back there. We're talking about, obviously, Jesse Bates. We know he's starting. They went and signed Fuller. They drafted Xavier Watts. Henry Black they signed. Josh Thompson is also competing for a job. So there's a bunch of guys there, and we're not sure how that's going to shake out. But, Mike, here's the deal. You said it. Get noticed, right? Get noticed. That's all you – and if he does that, he played a bunch of special teams plays for us a couple of years ago in 23. He played a lot of special teams. So there is a place potentially on this roster for Helms. But obviously he wants to be on the defense and start for this team if possible. But the competition is stiff. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up and let us know what you thought. Guys were hitting us up over the weekend. What did you think about this, that, and the other? Bottom line is, as we go through this preseason, and hopefully, and I said this to Mike, because I think, guys, what we're going to get over the next 2 days, and Mike and I will be your eyes and ears for those of you who don't make it up, we're going to see the ones, our ones versus their ones. And we're talking about the Titans. And if Coach Raheem Morris and his staff gets enough work in with our quarterbacks, I'm not even sure if we're going to see them on Friday against the Titans.
Right.
Because this is the purpose of these joint practices. So I'd love to sit here and tell you on a Monday, yeah, you get a chance to see Penix on Friday if you're going to the game. I can't sit here and tell you that because, Mike, that may happen over the next couple of days.
Right, and it was something we were talking about with the guys. Literally rolled into Hooters, and everybody's on it. I know you. I heard you. I caught some of the national show on the weekend, and you're saying the same thing. If you got Andy Reid starting Patrick Mahomes, if you've got guys around, I mean, elite guys, and guys that have dealt with injuries like a Joe Burrow, and they feel it's important and incumbent that they get those reps and get into a rhythm before the season starts, how the heck do you not? And as you brought up on the national show, Raheem worked with Sean McVay. That's Sean right. McVay doesn't play the starters, and I think Ra is kind of vibing that. We do a lot of 11-on-11, but 11-on-11 where you can't hit the quarterback is not the real thing.
It's not.
You know, and I understand that you want to mitigate injury. We talked about our offensive line. One area which I thought we're okay in because we love to see Storm Norton. He was back out there today, but kind of limited. But Storm Norton was back out.
That was good, too. You're right.
Missing a bunch of time. They had Javon Gwynn goes in when you have the second-team offensive line. He was not good. So bad that they brought in a guy named Jake Hansen. Jake's been in the league for about 5 years out of Oregon. Played for the Packers. Played for the Jets. Carl, he started 14 games in his career. You'll recognize him wearing number 72. Got a ponytail. Always like a lineman with a ponytail. But anyway, he's the dude that'll try to maybe secure that job behind Neusel because Gwynn, I'm not trying to pick on him directly, but offensive line could not run the football.
No, we had issues up front. And look, I'm not going to, you know, state what this team or what this offensive line, specifically the second and third team guys are, after one preseason game, even after just a few snaps. But that was concerning only from the standpoint that this is what you got to be able to do. You want to be able to open up holes. A guy just asked me, guys, what did you think about Jalen Walker? I really didn't see a whole lot. He had an assisted tackle, to Mike's point. He was out there. I think all the rookies we drafted got a chance to play.
Right.
But if you're asking me, did they pop? No. I didn't see Jalen Walker make a play or two that went the wow play or, for example, the Helms, you know, putting his helmet down and going to knock a guy out. That didn't happen. But it doesn't mean, and again, don't want to be too judgmental here, Mike, that Jalen Walker didn't do his job. Did I see him at one point trying to keep contained, get turned around? Yeah, but I also think all those practices he's missed is part of this development. We've said this. He missed a lot of time in those first 2 weeks. He's worked his way back, but it was good to see him on the field.
And that's, you know, one of the things that we brought up. When you got the hamstring injury, which lingers, the only thing you can save that up is rest. So he's missing valuable reps. Same goes for Xavier Watts. Really haven't seen Xavier Watts do anything in practice.
This is true.
Because he's also been banged up and nursing kind of a lingering injury, as it were. So the staff's being a little bit protective. Today, by the way, Jake Matthews, Caleb McGarry, also out of practice for the veteran kind of rest thing. Which is cool, but this goes back to your point. We don't have our whole offensive line playing together. They're out of practice. I hope they're going to – I presume they're going to be up against Tennessee this week.
They have to.
I just would like to see – and guys, how do you define success? I don't know. What I saw from Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, looked like the friggin' regular season. Like it's friggin' fantasy football. Boom, 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 right down the field. Score two. All right, I'm out.
Get out of here.
And if Penix can do that and look like he's comfortable and make the reads, Mike missed on some throws today, some deep balls, some that he kind of overthrew. Also did his typical stuff with Drake London today, which looked great. Again, Carl, another Falcons practice, Bijan making half the team miss. Right? That's some of the things we took out from today.
Yeah, and it was not full pads today. Obviously, that's going to happen over the next couple of days as they go, you know, head-to-head with the Titans. And look, they got to get working. That's just, you'll hear coaches talk about this. They're trying to get their best on our best and trying to get as much real football, situational football in. Red zone, third down. Can we execute? Can we score? Like, these are the, and it will be a real game situation, even though it's going to be practice. But, Mike, you're right. I mean, today I thought they worked on some things. It was a little bit looser than what we've seen, only because, right, again, they weren't in full pads coming off of the first preseason game. But they also know they're going to go hard over the next couple of days, and then they got to turn right back around and play a preseason game, and they need to have guys available,
right,
for that.
I mean, because of the situation, look, I don't fault them. I think everybody around the NFL world and the sports world is saying, you know, kudos to Raheem Morris and Dan Campbell for using common sense and saying, let's get this game over with.
Big time.
Let's get out of here after the hit to Maurice Norris, who is doing well. He's in the concussion protocol, but, I mean, when players see a guy, I didn't see the video, but the reports it was convulsions, and so that just shakes everybody up. And I just thought, you know, brilliant. Just look, let's get out of here. Let's not have these guys try to refocus after that happened. So you didn't get all the work you wanted for your other guys. And today, as you said, it's kind of the quiet before the storm, calm before the storm, because we get this. We had a couple of years ago down against Miami, where it was really a raucous practice. So looking forward to seeing what these guys do. But I do, to your point, I hope it's still not becoming a substitute for seeing these guys all start on Friday night.
Yeah. And you know, again, I'm biased, man. I just think a lot of coaches have changed their mindset to how to go about this. And when you're talking about the upper echelon coaches in the league, figuring this out and saying, if my guy wants to play, I'm going to allow him to play, like Mike said, a series, whatever it might be, to get some work in, I just don't see anything wrong with that. You guys can tell us what you think, 404-726-0929. You can also find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929 as we broadcast live from Hooters Mall of Georgia. We'll be here today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday. We mentioned we talked to DeMarco Helms. That interview's coming up here in about 15 minutes, so stay tuned. Very entertaining, and more importantly, find out about his journey to Alabama, man. We kind of forget, Mike, he played for Nick Saban,
right,
was a very good safety at Alabama, and then drafted by us. And as we said, when you miss a year in the National Football League, guys, I don't care who you are, it sets you back. And so he is working his way back. And also, it was an ankle. This was not, you know, one of those – it was one of those weird injuries where he got hurt last year, and we were all like, oh, he'll be out a few weeks. And it was a season-ending injury.
Right.
So he had to rehab literally the entire offseason or the entire season to get ready for this year's camp. But he's finally back and looking like he's healthy and, as I said, made an impact, at least had some wow moments in that first preseason game. But, Mike, he's got a lot of upside.
Right. And I guess, look, it's only preseason. We're going to talk all about the other camps around the NFL coming up at 3 o'clock. But what do you want from your preseason? Well, you want your guy to look good. I mean, if you're – I mean, the Shedeur Sanders thing, obviously going to get so much hype and attention, but he didn't spit the bit. He made great throws. He made great reads. He made athletic plays. He made really veteran-type throws. Same thing goes for Easton Stick. If by chance we get Kirk Cousins off the roster, I mean, maybe you feel a little bit better because at least, again, albeit preseason, Easton looked good. That's what you want.
That's what you want.
If we're talking about Easton Stick going like, you know, 3-for-10 and a fumble, not good. He was good.
Hey, man, come on out and hang out with us. Daily Download's on the way. Yeah, we know. The Braves took 4-5 from the Marlins. And, oh, he's finally hitting.
Oh.
So we'll give him some credit.
Oh.
We'll get to that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Braves off today. They'll take on the Mets starting tomorrow. It's Dukes and Bell live at Mall of Georgia. Hooters. Hanging out, and appreciate our listeners coming out and hanging out with us. We'd love to get a chance to see you guys. We'll be here until 6. Titans in town tomorrow. We're going to talk more about that as they will have these joint practices. And then Friday we'll have our second preseason game for our Falcons. I am ready for the regular season. Mike mentioned it coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll go down and around the league, should I say, and talk about some of the things we saw this weekend. A lot of talk about these rookie quarterbacks, man.
Right.
And you know, pretty much all of them played. Cam played.
Jackson Dart
played. Shador played. I mean, you start looking around the league, there were a lot of rookie quarterbacks that got some run. So we'll get into that. And also, Connor Riley's going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour, guys. Dog scrimmaged Saturday. We'll find out the latest. And also, the new AP rankings came out, Mike. And they are not 3-4, but they are 5 in the new AP rankings preseason that just came out. I don't know if Kirby's using this or not, but, you know, look, I think Georgia's a top 3 team, but that's not what they think right now.
Yeah, and I know everybody kind of reads into it maybe too much, but I read Mike Griffith's article in Dog Nation. We'll talk about it with Connor. Defense got off to a better start than the offense. And I know you and I have been talking about it. I know you've mentioned it a few times, Ryan Puglisi, he's got arm strength, man. He can zing it. And I know that the media was not able to watch practice, but from people that were there and the word got out, that, yeah, this guy's got – he's got a cannon.
Yeah.
And it's something which I just – I know. Would you like to start the Gunnerstock the controversy right now? let's see. It's not even like the 11th – it is the 11th of August.
Well, I just – I don't know if it was a fair competition. Right. I think Kirby went into the spring with the idea that because we saw him in the SEC championship and we saw him against Notre Dame –
if you have one snap at quarterback, you've got an incredible leg up in the pecking order under Kirby.
Yes, and that is the advantage he had. And I said, you know, I didn't think Puglisi was going to get a fair shot, meaning this was an equal competition. I'm going to give you the same amount of snaps in the spring and the best man win the job. I don't think that was this. Either way – we'll talk more about the dogs and the rankings and all of that coming up at 4 o'clock. Hey, man, come on out and join us. We are here, Hooters Mall of Georgia. Our man, Day-Day, our executive producer, is here with us as well. Of course, Big O back at the studio. Got to give Big O some love today. He sent us a picture. His little one, first day, man, first day of school. What's going on, O? How you feeling today, man?
I'm good, man. It was quite the morning, but we're better now, yes. Better composed, I guess, yes.
Did he cry?
Who cried more?
Probably me. I'm not going to lie. He saw the toys. He was cool. Like we got there. He saw the toys. He was like, whatever emotions he had at that point, like, y'all can go ahead and leave now. I got Play-Doh and Legos and trains. I'm good.
Yeah.
That kid is so – I mean, literally, he could be the cutest child in the world. This kid is absolutely adorable.
How old is Franklin now?
He'll be 3 next month. So 2 and we say 2 and 11 twelfths.
Well, this yeah, because the kid looks like he's 4 or 5.
He's
I mean, let's be
not,
honest.
Not tiny at all. Not
no,
the slightest,
he's not.
No.
I'm glad you're doing well, but he sent us that pic today, and we were like, oh, because look, everybody, a lot of folks go through this, and when you're that separation anxiety happens for parents. Hey, man, come on out and hang out with us. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Let's talk Braves because they win 4-5 from the Marlins. Where was this when we needed it? Bottom line, Mike, let's talk about the guys that are performing. I've said to you guys, what do you want to see, Dukes? I want to see progress.
Right.
We're seeing progress with certain players. First and foremost, let's hear Snit because Snit made this as simplistic as possible when he talked about how we were winning these games.
Well, that's kind of how you – win games in a row is score runs, and it was good to see have a couple of games where we came back in them and had some big innings ourselves, and the bullpen did a really good job.
I always feel like Bob Uecker in Major League. Well, they don't call the best manager of the bigs for nothing. You know what I mean? Just breaking it down. Money Harris, batting .325 in the 10 games we've played this month of August.
Yeah.
Ever since the All-Star break, he's bet, if I did my math correct, about .318.
Mm.
But again, when the season's lost and gone and now you get it into gear, some would say now you're not dealing with pressure, you're performing better. You know, we saw an amazing catch by Profar on Saturday going over the fence and left. So there's some cool things, but as we said, it's just, yeah, we're happy to watch a team. If this momentum carries over to next year, okay, we can say it all started after the All-Star break. But it's just frustrating because you know what this team is. It shows, Carl, what they're capable of, I guess.
Yeah, look, and here's the adjustment that we were talking about. I say we, as in we didn't know what it was. We knew he needed to do something. Money Harris adjusted his stance by raising his hands, okay? The position of his hands from chest high to around ear level.
Nice job, Hires. You're worth waiting for.
So for you guys who think you're MLB experts, whatever this is, right, you're just talking about the placement on the bat, hands, and level. He made this change, Mike. Here's the reality. He's been one of baseball's most improved players since we've been crushing him about not being able to hit. 359, 8 doubles, 3 triples, 6 homers in the past 26 games. Great. And we're not mad at Money Harris. We just wanted him to play better. We love the guy. He's been on our show. We think he is capable of this. But whatever this adjustment was, great. Stay there.
Yes.
Let's keep this going and carry it through the end of the season and carry it in the next season because, Mike, whatever he's doing, it is working. Here is, by the way, Money Harris.
Kryptonite for the Marlins over the last decade. Now Michael Harris deep to right. Not back-to-back with a strikeout in between, but it's the 12th of the year for Michael Harris.
It's a home run sandwich.
$5 fine, Brandon.
Yeah. Look, he got excited. He went yard.
But we've talked about the effort that, you know, Money Harris is putting in. Again, you're getting guys off the waiver wire. You're just trying to make as best you can to cobble together a starting rotation. I got to be honest, didn't know Joey Wentz from a hole in the wall.
No.
He's had some really strong outings. I mean, some days, you know, he's gotten shellacked. Some days he's given you what you need, Carl. He's eaten innings. He's not giving up too many runs. He had one bad outing against Milwaukee. Everyone's getting beat up by Milwaukee. But, yeah, good for him. You know, I mean, I don't know what his – I don't think there's any long-term future for him here with the organization. I think they're going to have to still spend on some pitching in the offseason. But some good things to hold on to. And what if Ozuna keeps raking? What if Ozuna fights through this hip injury? Are we going to have this conversation in the offseason to keep Ozuna?
We probably are.
Yeah. If he keeps on hitting home runs?
Well, Snit said this weekend his hip's not hurting him. At least that's what he told Snit. So – I mean, if that's the case, let's hope that's real. I mean, because I still love Ozuna, Mike. I think there's a role for him here. The problem becomes the Baldwin situation.
Right, Drake. They're going to have Drake DHing because they're not moving off of Mervin. Look, all the numbers bear it out. Grant McCauley tells us all the time. It's the best platoon you got right now. One of the tops as far as catching, giving you the production. But, man, it's hard to say goodbye to Ozuna, man. We're still raking.
It is very hard. Hey, man, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
It's our Falcons' first preseason game in the books, but it wasn't completed. It was suspended. The locker rooms were not open, guys, after this game, rightfully so. So you didn't hear from players as you normally would. But the coaches did speak, and here's what Raheem Moore said afterwards.
You know, out of complete respect for Maurice Norris and his family, for him, for his team, for his head coach, and all the guys that are involved, us included, we thought it was the right thing to do. And really don't have much to say other than it's the right thing to do for his family and everybody involved.
And again, you know, when you see the players taking it, you know, we unfortunately do see this. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you know the severity of the injury and how guys are really freaked out. So to try to get them, even other professionals, to kind of, you know, collect themselves, get back out there. Again, this game is beyond meaningless. So other than getting some reps for like the fourth string, get them out of there. And then the good news is he does respond. He's now in the concussion protocol. So just, I mean, Carl, just a galactic stinger, it seems like, for layman's terms.
It really is. We turn the page. Titans, by the way, landed here Saturday. They are in town. So if you see some guys walking around, you're like, that, they look like a team. It probably is. Right. But they've been here since Saturday. They played, and then they flew here.
Right.
They will practice with the Falcons tomorrow and Wednesday. And we're looking forward to seeing that. And then again, the Falcons will play again their second preseason game on Friday. Hey, man, we are live at Hooters. Story number three. Let's get to story number three, Mike, because I want to get your opinion on this.
Story number three.
As we were talking about all these rookie quarterbacks playing, do you think the hype of Shedeur Sanders is over? hyped.
I mean, look, it's a name brand because of the way things happen. Whatever you think, if you feel that the NFL all got together and all the general managers said, we're going to teach a guy a lesson. If he did strong-arm teams at the combine, we still don't even know if that's a fact. You know, or somebody just didn't like the way he answered the questions. I mean, he's giving you the high hand, right, during the combine process. And either way, we know what happened. We know the story. The only way he can win this job is to go out there and show he can do it on the field. All the other quarterbacks got injured, so that was a take advantage of it. You think he's the first guy to take advantage of some injuries and then go make a move? Talk to guys. You know, there's guys that made careers taking over after somebody got injured, right?
Absolutely.
So in this case, this is great. He leapfrogs guys because as the fourth man on the depth chart, this is the only way he's ever going to get on the field. And maybe you force the coach's hand by continuing to produce.
Yeah, I had people coming at me because I spent a lot of time talking about it this weekend. He's more interesting than Cam Ward. Sorry. He right. just is. His father, what he's done, his potential situation is more interesting. That is why we're not talking about Cam Ward. Doesn't mean Cam Ward won't be a good quarterback. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Shedeur Sanders is more interesting. And what may potentially play out with Cleveland is more interesting. I think more football fans are interested yes. in that. It's that simple. And, like, for people who are like, man, he's getting a lot of hype, because so many people wanted to see him fall on his face right. in the first time they got a chance to see him play in a professional game.
Everybody has an agenda one way or the other. Like, I just want to see this kid get a shot. He played behind a really poor offensive line in Colorado and still produced big numbers. That's what I think gets lost sometimes in this. What do you need in the NFL? You need a pristine pocket? You're not going to have it. Nope. He never had that in Colorado. So, to me, let this guy do his thing. Now, why in God's green earth they ever decided to draft Dylan Gabriel and then come back to him? That's for the Browns to decide. They got an idiot owner who basically said, I disavow this whole process. I had nothing to do with it. Okay, I'm pulling for this kid. I think everybody who's got half a brain is pulling for this kid. If you hate Deion Sanders and you don't like the way the college football landscape works and you want to put it all on this kid, those are the same people that blame Barry Bonds for the steroid era. You know, it's all one man's fault.
It's his fault.
I mean, there's racism. There's a tinge of that involved here. Yeah. There's agendas at play. That's why I say, let's see what the kid can do, man.
I agree. You guys can let us know what you think. Got to give a shout-out to the Atlanta Dream, by the way. They're third in the standings. They have moved up. They're on a nice win streak, so we got to give some love to Atlanta Dream as well as we continue to talk about what's going on around Atlanta. Hey, go ahead.
I was going to say, one final note just to wrap up the weekend. Golf, I don't know. We're getting excited because we're just a couple weeks away from being up there
Can't
at
wait.
East Lake
Can't wait.
For the Tour Championship. Justin Rose, a lot of storylines. We'll get more into it later, but Justin Rose wins that three-hole playoff against J.J. Spahn.
Yeah, man, and unlike years past, for those who have gone to East Lake, we're going to see a real tournament. That's going to be the difference.
There's so many storylines this year, and it doesn't involve live golf.
No, I agree. Hey, man, coming up, our conversation with DeMarco Helms. He had a couple of big hits on Friday night, and he's vying for a starting job as a safety. We'll get his opinions on this team and where he's at coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Monday, everybody. Come on out. Hang out with us at Hooters. Mike, you were talking to this gentleman right here, right, at the bar?
That's Sid, man. He's a good dude.
What's up, Sid?
Is it your uncle, your dad? Who's the big listener? He said listens all the time. He's up from Savannah, by the way,
Upper Camp. Cool, man.
So, yeah, man, hanging out up here. Got the mayor over here. Isaac Hayes just walked in.
No doubt.
That's Slim. Hey,
yeah,
Slim.
No doubt.
But, yeah, man, we got a crew, so come on down. It's a Monday. Be here Tuesday.
Gwinnett is popping.
Thank you. It is.
And
I will say this. I don't know about you guys. I'm over this rain, man. It's been like Seattle the last few weeks. We got a bit of a reprieve over the weekend, but still.
Yeah. Yesterday was cloudy. My daughter had her friend in town, and we were going out, and we went out to play golf, and it was raining at first. And I said, I don't know if we're going to be able to play. And it just stayed cloudy, and I kept waiting for the rain to hit, and it didn't. But you're right. I mean, like, every day it feels like we've been at Falcons practice. It's been rainy and gloomy and, like, So with that said, look, they got to get the work in. They'll fit it in tomorrow. Mike and I were talking about – somebody asked us, I think it was Sid at the bar, like, what happens if it rains? They're moving the practice inside.
If it's coming down like it has at times today, and that's tough because when you have two teams, you know, it's 80, that's 160 dudes, right, until you make the cuts, plus the media.
Yes.
You know, you're going to pack them all in there. So, again, we may have to rely on D-Led to see what happens inside. We'll try to sneak in.
I got y'all.
Hey, Mike, I saw the guy in the Titans uniform getting hit by a guy in the Falcons uniform.
Yeah,
thanks, Steve.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks for the description. Hey, man, DeMarco Helms is a guy, as Mike said, we like this draft pick coming out of Alabama. He played a lot, guys, had a lot of experience playing
really?
Under Nick Saban.
And really asserted himself. I mean, Clark Phillips and then kind of fell off a little bit, but Helms, we loved his physicality and his attitude. And, unfortunately, as you brought up earlier, that he had the injury last year.
Yeah, man, and, you know, I'll say this. After we did this interview, because we're going to let you hear what he had to say here in just a second, but Mike Johnson had the audacity to come up, because you guys know Mike went to Alabama too, and he's like, did you give him some Roll Tide love? And I said, do you guys have a secret handshake? Because then they walked off, and right. Helms shook his hand. I was like, what are you guys doing over here? This is an Alabama thing or something like this?
But, you know, there's something to be said. Whether it's your high school coach that you loved or the guys that you grew up with, right, that you just felt had an influence on you.
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's funny because Patriots players with Belichick, it's almost like the mob, like Omerta. No one's ever going to rat out on Belichick. But you see it with everybody who plays for Saban. You're starting to see that now with Georgia players that played for Kirby.
Sure.
And they feel that way. But you'll hear him light up when we talk about his time in the Tuscaloosa.
All right, man. Let's hear from our guy because Mike and I, as he walked up, he had those wide eyes. I thought he was going to hit Mike,
big
literally.
Hit, big hit on Friday.
He laid the lumber, as we like to say. Here's DeMarco Helms. Watch out, Mike. He might knock you out.
Man, this guy was dropping bombs on people on Friday.
I mean, this dude brings the helmet. We're talking with DeMarco Helms. Alabama! What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great game the other night. It's funny because your teammates talk about you always being physical and having the physicality. I think fans got a chance to see that. For those who don't know, DeMarco had a great 23 season, got hurt coming off the injury, man. What's it been like?
It's been great. You know, there was obviously a mental and a physical challenge, you know, just being off for a year. But just being back on the field on Friday, it was a great feeling for me just to be out there playing the game that I love again, being able to, you know, compete with my teammates. And, you know, overall just having a healthy game and, you know, making it a step further than I did last year.
As Carl mentioned, we were high on you, man, at 23 and then having the injury. Do you feel like you got a lot more to prove? You're playing with a chip this year?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm somebody that's, you know, I'm my biggest critic. So I always feel like I have room to improve. But, you know, just taking a whole year off last year, I felt like, you know, that was a, you know, opportunity for me to come back in 2025 and, you know, just be, you know, a different player, you know, a better player than I was, you know, my rookie year.
How hard was the rehab, man? I mean, like, you didn't think it was a season-ending injury, right? I mean, you thought, okay, I'll be back in a few weeks, then it turns into that. That's got to be mentally tough.
Yeah, it's definitely a mental hurdle to get over with. Is, you know, when you have an injury that you think is severe, and then, you know, you hear the news that, you know, it's not as severe, but as you go through the rehab process and the physical training process of getting back to play, you know, a NFL season, you know, it can go, you know, see little moments of adversity and things like that. So it was definitely tough, but I feel like, my circle of family and friends and, the training staff did a great job of, getting me to the moment where I am now.
Third year, safety for the Falcons, DeMarco Helms with us on Dukes and Bell with a huge hit, perfectly legal, by the way.
Legal.
Not going to get you in trouble. We'll do the talking on this. Get out of your pocket. But how tough is it as a guy that likes to lay the lumber? You got like these strike zones now. It's got to be so careful out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you're conscious of, as you approach the game and, as you go through the game. But play by play is not something that I think about. I just try to play the game safe. Keep my head out of the game, make sure I'm obeying, the strike zones and things like that. But, I think it's kind of, it can kind of hurt your game if you're, so concerned about, protecting somebody that's your opponent, if you get what I mean. So, I try not to worry about protecting my opponent, but, just playing the game the right way.
Now, you laid out Ray Ray out here, right? Is that a true story?
That's my guy. That's my teammate. I'm gonna leave that in the past.
All right. But, I mean, he was just trying to play the game. I mean, it wasn't personal.
No, nothing's personal. Nothing's personal.
I only say that to say coach has talked about, this is who you are. It's hard to lay off, even when you're practicing against guys who you care about and are your teammates. You can't take that out of yourself, right? That's just who you are.
Yeah, I think it's something that my dad ingrained in me. Since I play, little league football is, to never let a coach, have to turn you up, If anything, let him have to turn you down. Just coming out there every day, just being more, being more physical. I feel like, that's a big part of the game is because, being more physical is obviously, something that'll help you in the game. But, you're more physical than your opponent. It definitely takes a toll on them mentally as well. So that's just, something, the way I was brought up, with my dad and, as him as being a football coach. So it's something that I've just carried with me, through my football career.
Turn up! It's DeMarco Helms with us, guys, live on Dukes and Bell from Falcons camp. It was Ryan Nielsen a couple years back, late last year, and now you got Jeff Ulbrich. Anything different to how you approach it, what they're asking you to do?
I approach every day doing everything they ask me to do. I feel like, Brick and, try to, ingrain some things that we did well last year, some things that the Jets did well in their defense, and, when everything is just coming together perfectly. So, I feel like it's a good matchup and it's a good mesh for us as well.
What's the safety competition like, man? I mean, you got some dudes back there, right? I mean, they drafted Billy. Obviously, Bates is back there. Watts. What's the camaraderie with the group, and how competitive is it?
It's competitive. Of course, we're all competing. Those are some great guys. Bill, X, J. Full, got JT, Henry Black. There's a lot of us in that room, but, we can control going out there every day, putting our best foot forward. Doing everything the coaches ask for us, and that's pretty much it. Things like depth chart and who's starting, who's not. Those sort of things that can mess your own head up mentally. Thinking about that, and it's also something that we don't control as players. So I feel like we all have done a great job of embracing each other, no matter who's going out there first, who's going out there second, third, whatever, and just being a group of brothers. Because at the end of the day, it's a long season, and we all need each other in the room.
Talking with DeMarco Helms, whose journey, by the way, started Carl in D.C., played, everybody knows DeMatha for hoops, but you were a football player, and you were part of a Nick Saban recruiting class. What was your Alabama experience like, man?
Well, it was great. I feel like DeMatha prepped me, hard coaching, competitive, playing against national teams, things like that. Definitely prepped me for the culture of Alabama. Saban was a great coach to play for. He was real demanding, but I feel like that was something that helped me in my NFL career, just to not feel the pressure of being in the NFL as much. I feel like Alabama was something that, wasn't the NFL, of course, but, it was kind of operated as, somewhere where the NFL was expected, as the next step for a lot of guys. So I feel like Alabama helped me just being prepared on an NFL playbook. Some guys that I faced in the NFL, I played with in college, played against in college. And just playing under Nick Saban, I feel like it gave me, a mindset of, just that I've been through the toughest of the toughest coaches. I've been through the toughest of the toughest schedules. So anything that somebody throws at me is, it's on a different scale, but it's something that I've probably seen before.
Bama boys and these Georgia boys talk a little noise, man. Jalen, you guys, you talk a little bit or not yet?
I mean, we do a little bit of talking, but nobody in this locker room got a winning record against us.
Against Alabama, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. I still got the edge a little bit, though.
All right. I want to ask you one last thing. Tomorrow, you can go live. You blowing somebody up?
I'm going to do whatever Rod tells us.
DeMarco, appreciate you.
Thank y'all.
Good dude, man. As we said, you know, talking about that Alabama experience. Like, you hear so many other veterans crawl in the NFL. And now, as you brought up in the interview, a lot of competition, man. A lot of guys in that position. We're still not seeing the most out of Xavier Watts because he has been dealing with some injuries. Hadn't given us all the chance to see him get all the reps in practice. Still got Jordan Fuller on the roster. We know how good Jesse Bates is. And then there's the other dudes. And we talked about it, Carl. I mean, you got, you know, Natron Brooks has been making plays. Billy Bowman's a guy that we're excited about. A lot of dudes.
Well, they drafted guys that they felt like could play immediately, and they're giving them an opportunity. So, like I said, Mike, when you're coming off these injuries, man, you got to go above and beyond. And I don't even know if that's going to be enough for him to maybe get the foothold he needs to start. But I do think he'll be in the rotation. And that is something that I think for where he is right now and coming off this injury and playing well and bringing that physicality, Mike, that's something, again, you can't teach. Like, either guys have it or they don't. That's why when you put the pads on, things change. So you have guys that can make plays and are ball hawks, but you have also guys like him that are looking to separate you from the ball. And I want a guy like that on my team. I don't think that he's not going to make this team. I just don't know how much of a role, how much playing time he's going to see in the nickel with all these guys. And by the way, all those safeties are not making the squad, by the way.
Right.
That's
the thing. We saw in the preseason game on Friday night before it was ended abruptly with the injury that you got more depth at linebacker. Would you consider that the edge rusher, Carl? It's like outside linebacker. I thought a good day for Brandon Dorlus. We talked about Pierce dealing with a lot of double teams. You know, I mean, is it tough to get a real take on just exactly what we've got right now? Because I feel that, you know, Jalen Walker, we have nothing but high expectations. Right now, though, he's getting sort of enveloped by some of the linemen. I heard Mike Johnson talking about that on the morning shift. We were talking about this at practice. Kind of getting stuck in between guys' pads. Use that athleticism. We know we can get the quarterback on the ground, but maybe fighting through the next level, the evolution of his game, now going up against better tackles.
Yeah, look, this is still a learning process. And, you know, it takes some guys 2 years, Mike, before they pop. And I'm not saying that's going to happen with Jalen. I think he's going to be a contributor. But to what level? Like, if you have in your mind, and we've been saying this, what's the expectation, Mike, to 10 sacks? Realistically, is that combined? And James Pierce Jr. have 10 combined, we're in a pretty good spot, because I still think that Floyd's going to get his and AK's going to get his.
Right.
And we're going to have more when it's all said and done. But you're right. I think there's just a learning process that's going on with Jalen Walker. I love the kid. I think he's still going to be a playmaker for us. But I'm trying, as I said, not to look too much into this first preseason game. But this is why these guys need to play, Mike. This is why they need to play.
And Rook Aroro, we talked about, you know, his role in the middle of that defensive line. Need him to really be that man. But, you know, we said Dorlus, you noticed him on Friday night. Again, difficult because you're not familiar with everybody.
I like
what I saw with
Dorlus.
Me too.
Yeah.
And, I love Pierce's game. We talked about that. We saw on the offensive side, though, when the starters – you don't have your starting offensive line. We couldn't run the ball for anything on Friday night against the Lions. And you noticed today at practice, I mentioned to Carl to start the show, this is more the veteran thing. As Carl said, this is kind of a lighter workout because it's going to get heavy starting tomorrow and Wednesday with the Titans in town. But when you take out – you know, our tackles, Caleb McGarry, and you take out, you know, Jake Matthews, it's a little scary because Storm Norton's been missing some practices. How about the big fella today? We got to see him at practice today. Brandon Parker.
Yeah.
You cannot miss this guy. 6'8", 320 pounds, but he's a mountain of a dude. But this is the reality. At the center position, they had to go get another guy. Jake Hansen, they picked up as a free agent because, unfortunately, the center position really did get eat up. Javon Gwynn was having a tough night against the Lions.
Got to get some push, man. I think, you know, when we had our conversation with Ryan Newsel, and he was such a grounded person and just, you know, like, hey, I'm in the moment, man. I'm so happy to be here. Got his extension. But we don't really think, like, when we see him, when you see Ryan Newsel, you're like, he's pushing dudes around. And Bijan was talking about this. Bijan was saying, look, him and Bergeron and Lindstrom, that's a nice little core to have, guard, center, guard. But, Mike, they got to find some viable backups, man. We got to have some guys that
can
go.
And there's a big injury. We're going to get into it. In addition to a quarterback ranking. It's never too early, Carl, to rate the tiers of quarterbacks. You're not going to believe where the Falcons QBs are. But a huge injury for the Super Bowl champs.
It really is. And this is the kind of injury, by the way, that will set your entire line back. Period. We'll tell you about it next. Before we do, we've got to give a big shout-out to Alyssa and Ryan. Mike, tell our listeners how we met Ryan and Alyssa.
Yeah, man, we were waiting to talk with our man, DeMarco Helms, and of course they bring in the stretcher by, not with anybody on it. They always have emergency response team. The EMS folks from Hall County are always on guard at Flowery Branch, and that's when we ran into Ryan. Ryan hears us, goes, wait a minute. Hey, man, Dukes and Bell. I said, Ryan listens all the time, and we literally got him as a captive audience because he's driving an ambulance, so yeah. He's got to be in the truck. Yeah. So shout out to Ryan and Alyssa doing good work up here in Hall County.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you guys for being Dukes and Bell listeners, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. The latest takeaways from the preseason week one, the storylines, and Mike mentioned it, a major injury. We'll tell you about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.